Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Accidents happen, and when they do, you'll want a lawyer who will stand up to the insurance company and fight for your rights. In case of emergency, have this name in your back pocket, Goldfinger, Brian Goldfinger. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors unfortunately lost by a score of 110-106 to the Indiana Pacers on the second night of a back-to-back. The Raptors fought valiantly. They trailed for most of the game. They couldn't get their offense going whatsoever in the first quarter. It was real painful to see the Raptors brick three after three, but the Raptors' defense gave them a chance to stay in the game. The Pacers shot 43% from the field, and the Raptors, it was a difficult night, man. It was a difficult night all around. I mean, look, in the grand scheme of things, it's way more of a difficult night for Indiana, who lost Victor Oladipo to a non-contact knee injury where, like, I don't want to apologize for being super graphic about it, but, I mean, Victor Oladipo's kneecap was, like, halfway down his shin. Like, it was really, really tough to watch. It came on a very innocent play where Lowry threw a hit-ahead pass to, Pascal, just as he would, 10 times a game in any game, and Oladipo was sort of trying to contest for the ball and force a steal.